T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And Bradfo.
More people listen to a pissy at Patriots.com podcast than WEI.
Alex Reamer.
He shouldn't be on Sunday mornings. He doesn't want to be on Sunday mornings. His attitude sucks, quite frankly, and he should just be stripped off that show.
Jermaine Wiggins.
Guaranteed. It'll be the worst move the Lakers ever did in their life, and they'll never win another championship. Guaranteed.
And Rob Bradford.
Coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. Now, there's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there, so this one, at the real OJ32, is the only official one. It should be a lot of fun.
On Sports Radio, WEEI.
Wow, an A-plus open there from John Anderson. Here we go, setting the table.
Well, everyone's here now. I mean, this is go time.
Why?
Well, John hasn't been here, right?
I think John was here last week.
I was here at six in the morning.
But we were not
I had to call in from Route 3 to save the show.
Well, I don't know. Yes. I think there's one person that really does not want to be on the show. I won't say
Rob Bradford. I won't say who that is. Every week, Rob is complaining about this shift.
I come in hungover.
I'm like, Rob,
but it sounds like Malice,
it, please.
But it starts with an A.
Ooh, what's that?
Rob changed his
Anderson?
Name. A. Rob Bradford. No,
Alex, we all heard the real KNC.
We did all hear that. Yes, I am fresh off my stint in the mental institution. We're feeling good. We're feeling refreshed.
The week was so far. Early reports are saying that highest rated week,
highest ever.
History.
Well, you know what, Wiggy? I'm blaming Mark James's presence for the relatively low ratings on Friday's show. Then, if that's
I listened to a little bit of that.
Blaming Mark James's presence. Yeah, he's pretty wild. He was following Jerry down the hallway. Yeah. During breaks on Friday. That's how.
Why?
He needed to tell him stuff.
Andy Hart completely,
Andy Hart killed him.
Mollywop, curb stomp, the back alley beat down. I mean, it was.
Oh, but Mark will have his chance to fight back. They'll be on every Saturday. But yesterday, Andy absolutely killed
I don't think there's going to be any fight, because then I listened to it after.
They pivoted off that. Yeah, they're like laughing nervously.
Yeah, now they're just like buddies.
I mean, Rob, so this is your job here. So you, Rob, see, the thing about Rob is, Wiggy, he's what do we call him, a trench guy, a bunker guy? You know, you're a guy. You're in there
like
with
World
us.
World War One.
Yeah,
like,
you're in there with us.
Charging out of the pit.
Yes, you're a D-day guy.
Oh, okay. I'm like Mark James. You know what that is as well.
Yes.
You're in there with us in the bunker. You're defending Tomasi all the time.
Yes.
You're defending me all the time. Now Andy Hart is one of your guys.
He is one of my guys.
He's in a huge fight with Mark James.
Patriots.com, we have done online radio.
But that's not real radio.
I mean, right there.
And and the one thing I will give Mark James that you do, Reamer does, and Hart got to stop doing, stop going with the full-time thing. You're full-time for WEI.com. You're not a full-time on-air personality.
I am a hybrid. I'm a hybrid.
No, player. There's no hybrid.
I'm a brand personality.
When it comes to on-air, me, you, Mark James, Andy Hart, we're all the same.
No.
That's it.
We're higher up than Andy Hart.
You're full-time on the dot-com side.
I'm not, though. I split my time relatively evenly these days.
No. Wherever you collect your health insurance from, that's where I
go. No, that's not
I'm
it.
I'm an intercom man.
Wherever you get your world championship ring from, right, Wiggy, right?
Well, I mean, so then basically you...
How did you get a world championship ring from Nesson? It still is baffling
to me. I got one.
I know, it's baffling
Rob
to
actually
me.
Takes offense to this because
take
he's
offense.
A Red Sox guy.
I'm on as much as you are. I don't want one, but I want to be offered one. It's crazy. Anyway.
Hold on. You didn't get a World Series ring?
Why would I?
Well, because you love the Red Sox.
You don't contribute.
No, I don't.
You don't contribute.
I actually hate the Red Sox. You know how much I've enjoyed watching these games on my couch, drinking a Corona whatever it is, like the lightest Corona there is.
How much have you enjoyed?
To keep these washboard abs in shape.
Yeah, looking very good.
But
Providence Pride last night.
Yeah,
Rob was crazy.
There you go.
Showing them off.
I enjoy it so much not having a good go in there. It's so nice. I enjoyed watching the great game of baseball, Alex. But anyway, we're getting
what do
off.
You mean? You still cover the team.
I know, but that doesn't mean I have to like always going in.
And, I know, but you go to the it's home also, games.
So yeah, you go to the home games, you go to the clubhouse, and nobody's there. They're all hiding. This is why I'm going to Minnesota
tomorrow.
We'll
get back to baseball.
Thanks, this is why I'm going to Minnesota, the well-publicized Minnesota trip tomorrow, because this is the only time you can talk to these guys. It's crazy.
I want to be in Minnesota. I want to be there causing trouble.
Are you going to be, like, stalking them around? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, well, whatever.
If they're not around at the home clubhouse,
you said it, you said it yourself, Alex. I'm there to get content. This is why
I agree.
I'm a bunker guy. I'm there to get in the bunker to get the content. So I just want to say a few things, if I may.
Hold on. We have an extended cut of Andy Hart and Mark James. Is that where you're going here?
Don't let me. Yes. Of course, we have to play the extended cut.
Yes, Saturday. This show is off the rails right from the start.
I hosted the longest nationally syndicated sports talk show of all time. Like, more people know Jim Rome than a podcast on Patriots.com.
So your claim to fame is you know Jim Rome?
No. I actually don't know him, but I'm saying...
I worked alongside Tom Brady for 20 years. Okay. That doesn't mean I'm Tom Brady.
No, I know that, but I'm saying I actually hosted his show.
How many times? Once? Twice? Three times?
Probably like 30 times.
Great. Okay, I don't care. I never heard it.
But more people heard that, me interviewing Steph Curry on there, than they heard your Patriots.com pissant podcast.
Well, it's not a pissant podcast. Okay. I can tell you more people listen to that. Then you're probably listening
Jim Rome?
To us right now.
Then Jim Rome?
No, get out of the past. You filled in for Jim Rome.
Wait a second. So back up. You talk about stupid things.
Just because you didn't listen to a
more
podcast.
More people listen to a pissy at patriots.com podcast
than
WEI.
Yes,
it
gets people in trouble in this.
No, then WEI? Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
So there you go. Multiple pissant references from Mark James. Andy Hart's right. He's got to watch himself here. He could go viral tomorrow, and not in the good way.
He got into some uncomfortable places, and like I said, Andy Hart just, what do you call him, mollywalked?
Mollywalked.
You think Hart won that one?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Mark James filled in for Jim Rome. What do you mean? Well,
Ordway filled in for Dan Patrick, too.
He did.
I mean, so look, you know.
And
you
Jamie Dukes.
Think about that. Jim Rome's been on the air for how long?
Decades at this
point. All right,
point.
So decades. So let's say he's got 10,000 shows under his belt. Would that be a little high, or is that accurate?
I'm awful at math. Rob?
I don't know.
Let's just say...
Roughly, yes.
Let's say he's got 10,000 shows. So 30 out of 10,000?
Right, it's not many. That's for sure. That's the same percentage of morning shows I've been on the last couple weeks.
Right,
maybe.
You can't hit your wagon. I've filled in for Jim Rome 30 times.
I know. But you know what, though? That's the kind of thing that I do. Like last week when Rob riled me up, you know, I went to that.
You're welcome.
I was 23, and that just sounds so awful.
Reno's never been a radio guy.
Okay, I mean, I'm not even mad about that.
No.
It's true. I'm not a traditional radio guy.
But that was in response to one of Mark James' stupidest takes, which is, he was saying, Andy, you're not a radio guy. You're not a radio guy. You know what I would say to that? Thank you. Yes, I am not. Because the best radio guys, more times than not, didn't come up as radio guys.
Right. And, you actually have a depth of knowledge.
Well, the fact is that, you know, one of the biggest attributes of good radio guys is figuring out what are good stories, what people want to listen to, what people want to consume. And as a writer or as a person like Wiggy from the outside, you usually have figured that out. Right. And a radio guy like Mark James is talking about, a lot of times is the guy who is getting sound at a game, sitting in the third row of the press box, streaming their opinions, and haven't shown the ability to actually know what people want to hear. And so when he says you aren't a radio guy, if I'm Andy
Stop
Hart,
describing
I'm
me,
saying,
Rob, enough.
I'm saying,
you're putting
you
me
are,
down. What are you doing?
You know what I'm saying?
No. But you are.
But you're a perfect example of this.
Oh.
You are very good at finding the things that people want to listen to, want to read.
Yes.
Wiggy, same thing with you. Wiggy, as we
Wiggy's
found out, as we found
week,
out before
I mean,
the
you know.
Show, Wiggy invented podcasts.
Right. Wiggy's world.
Right. See, the radio, like when you say you're a radio guy and you're like, all that means
what
is.
What does
that
mean proud of?
No, because all it means is you're like packaged. That's all you are. You're a package. You have no firsthand experience. And that's what I say about Alex. Alex, he's always says he's well read. Okay. Just because you read articles and you go on the internet and you find this and that, that doesn't make you good. I think what makes you good in the world of radio and giving your opinion is being able to say, I have firsthand experience in that. I can relate to that. Here's my story. That's what makes great.
Why?
Because it allows the listener.
Well, I have a story. I've lived life.
You haven't.
I have
really
a unique experience.
Yeah, but your experience is unique in a certain in a very.
There's nobody else like me on a major sports radio station.
What? Openly gay guy?
Right.
I bet you there's some openly gay guys
not
out there.
Not like me, though.
No.
I push it further. Yeah,
no,
that's
I don't think so. And I think, no, I think when you look at it, to me, it's about being able to relate to listeners on a lot of different topics. You know,
I'm pushing the button here like crazy.
Whether it's the Josh Gordon thing and how he related to dealing with growing up in a certain environment. It's all like
I can relate to Josh Gordon just fine.
The David Ortiz stuff, right? You'll never understand that world. So,
well, because I've never been shot back?
No, because...
Yeah,
because
I know that.
You never lived in a certain world where you maybe have dealt with that first.
I'm in the
experience.
Roxbury South End line. I deal with that on a daily basis.
So
now.
That when you're a radio guy, you're a package guy, you're just somebody who's, all, like you said, only able to give their
I don't even understand what you're saying.
You have no,
I have no first-hand experience for what?
You don't. For a lot of things.
You don't have first-hand experience for a lot of things either.
Yes, I do. You don't understand what it's like to come from a certain environment, so you can't relate to...
Why? Because I grew up in the suburbs?
Yeah, so
every other host here did as well.
And they can't relate to certain things that might happen.
But I can relate to other things.
Like what? You have no kids, so you've never been around youth sports, so when you talk...
I played youth sports.
But when you talk
poorly,
about...
but I played them.
But when you say...
I have a full-time job.
I do have a full-time job
so
at this time.
So here's where I'm going. You're very similar to Mark James. As Mark James, they call him crazy and this, that, and the other. But Mark James, we all know, he does nothing outside of work. He has no girlfriend. He's never been in a situation...
I do a lot of things outside work.
Extremely
cool. I talk about my social life all the time.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Yeah, social life. It's not really...
Why?
You don't have the experiences.
Experience for what, though?
I just told you firsthand.
Wait, firsthand of what, though?
Of knowledge about different things. Of
Why?
Knowledge
I've been
about,
watching sports my whole life,
been,
reading about sports.
You've
I mean,
watching,
what's the difference?
You've been reading, but you don't have that
I live life.
You don't have that first-hand experience of what
of
it's
playing
like.
Sports?
No, not playing sports, but being around.
I've played sports
things.
My whole life. I mean, I
but
watched sports
up,
my whole life.
Watch,
what are you talking
you watch,
about?
You don't. I just told you a million times.
So I'm the only... So any
no
host who hasn't played
than
a sport?
Mark James, you're
not
packaged.
True at all, Wiggy.
You're like
not true at all. I'm the least packaged person in radio.
You're
what are you
like,
talking about?
That's
the issue with me. His criticisms of me make no sense. I'm a packaged person.
Yeah, you're a packaged person. You go, I watch sports.
Gay, flamboyant, 26-year-old sports talk shows is a packaged radio personality.
Well,
Jermaine Wiggins?
Yes,
I don't think so at all.
You're like a television anchor who reads off the teleprompter.
I read off
when
the
you
teleprompter.
Have them, when you have them go live, they struggle.
Voice that can
bit.
Actually read what's off.
Yeah, well,
I mean, what are we talking about? Read off a teleprompter.
I'm saying you're like somebody who reads off a teleprompter. When they go live, they can't do it because they're used to...
Live, it can't do it.
Yes.
I've been here for like 2.5 years.
I'm
what are you talking
about? TV anchors, man. Follow
I'm
me.
A TV anchor?
No.
Thank you for saying I look
like. He's just calling
like.
You Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, he doesn't understand it. That's the point. Explain it, Rob. This is why, first of all, this is why you're both good. This is why this is the highest rated show
in the history of Sunday mornings.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. We saw what happens when I'm not here. I have to call in from Route 3 to get you guys going.
No,
okay?
You don't have to get me going.
No, I did last week.
I tried to get
We're putting last week in the rearview mirror.
Right.
I am going to say, this is what makes this show good. This is what makes each of you good. Because you have that perception of Alex. Alex has that perception
right.
of you. And Alex, by the way, he isn't a guy. He is unique. He is absolutely
nice.
Unique. And this is why,
yeah,
you,
guy who
much
talks
like
about
much
sports,
like all the things that you're talking about,
I do a little
Wiggy,
more than that.
Much like you're talking about, Wiggy, you are unique.
And when I
talk about what Mark James is saying, being a radio guy, you're not a radio guy. The problem is that those people aren't unique. As unique, everything, the uniqueness that Alex Reamer brings, the
uniqueness
of what you
of
bring,
what he brings.
Is what makes this show the highest rated show in the history
he's the
of Sunday morning.
Version of Mark James.
By the way,
that is the meanest thing.
This is what this
mean,
is. This is what I want you guys to do. This is what I want you guys to do. All right.
The thing is, because
listen,
Wiggy just can't really understand.
I do
understand. That's all right.
We're gonna get to Wiggy's week, and we're gonna get to Reamer's week, and we're gonna get to all of that.
I have another one coming up. I think it's Wiggy's 2 weeks.
Two weeks on, 2 weeks off. before, there's two things we're going to get to, okay? Two things. Number one, at some point...
Yep.
Rob's like playing babysitter here.
I can handle it, Rob.
No,
I'm not playing babysitter. I've been actually real
radio arguments before.
Right.
I can totally handle Jermaine Wiggins.
I'm spicing up the show even more. You guys are doing a good job. I want each of you to write three things down that you like about each other.
I like nothing about Reimer.
Okay, well, you have to.
But that's ridiculous.
You have, that's there like you go.
It's on radio. That's, I don't know you off
that's,
radio.
That's exactly why I'm asking. That's exactly why I'm asking you
and
to do this.
And I don't like
this.
Anything about you on the radio. So okay. There you go.
That's exactly why I'm asking you to do this. Because I want you guys to get outside your comfort zone. Three things by 10 o'clock that you like about each other.
Can it be that I like his shirt?
Yes. Anything you want.
I think maybe there's
like Patriots hat.
I think, you know,
he's on to pass season.
I think like I'm very I'm not very well read, but there's like one or two articles that I read that
Reimer
wrote.
I want
that
you to write three things down, and we'll read them.
I
later.
I just told you. Yeah, I don't.
I don't want to hear you ruminate on this and you think about it. The other thing, there is a big show announcement in terms of the morning show that you guys don't even know about that I'm going to break at 10 o'clock and get your honest reaction to it.
Uh oh.
Okay.
Yeah, look at you. Look at
Reimer. Like, oh my God, I'm off again.
He is legitimately nervous.
No, I was sleeping. That's fine. I enjoyed my week of sleeping.
Now, you know, he's even more flustered because now Greg Dickerson is back in.
No,
the
No, I like Greg. Greg's a good guy.
Oh, you like him
because he understands
you like
what
him
I bring
into,
to the show.
You like him until he starts eating. Until
absolutely. There's no doubt about it. But
that's
he's a little unreliable though. So you know,
here's
have to wait and see.
Here's the ultimate test: is that I want to know where each of you were when the Anthony Davis news broke yesterday.
Oh,
holy crap!
I would think I was at home. I was watching something, and I think I might have been watching the U.S. Open.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Look at you.
I was watching the U.S. Open.
Oh, man. Your guys in East Boston are going to be happy with you.
Oh, yeah.
What have you become with
Tiger
you
Woods,
watching
Tiger
the U.S.
Woods
Open?
Was in the, did he win yet? Wasn't he in the league?
Whatever. Where were you, Alex?
I was home.
Okay. Really?
Getting ready to go to Plymouth for the night.
Oh, and stop it about Anthony
I did not
Davis.
Sleep over in Plymouth, but I'd never been, so I went to the boardwalk, Jersey
like,
Shore,
Plymouth
the
Rock?
South Shore. Yeah, very unimpressive Plymouth Rock.
Why are you going to Plymouth?
He wanted to go
see the little, don't they have like a little pilgrim village out there?
Governor, yes, they do.
Yeah, I was looking for a second career in case this doesn't work out.
I think I was there when I was in high school.
I was going to work in a souvenir shop. I was looking for a second career.
Really?
Yeah.
You went to Plymouth last night?
Yeah, for dinner and walked around. It was nice.
There you go. And when did you become aware of the Anthony Davis news?
Before I left, I looked at my phone. I saw the Woj bomb.
And you went to Plymouth. You said, I am going
to
celebrate
still able to
the
do
Celtics
it.
Not getting
Listened
Anthony
to
Davis
some,
by
yeah,
going to
absolutely.
Plymouth.
Absolutely. I solicited some national opinions on my drive up, and I got my take all
what,
ready to
what
go.
What would the pilgrims do in this situation?
Right. The pilgrims.
Were there any gay pilgrims?
Definitely. There were always gay people.
Okay.
They just didn't
identify. They just weren't open.
Exactly.
I bet there was some openly gay pilgrims.
Maybe. I don't think they took well to it, though. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think it was the most.
Is there like a Shroot Farms type of
a
place? You know, you ever watch The Office?
No.
You
watch
what,
The Office?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking
he's
about?
Very, like I told you, he's like Mark James. He doesn't know anything.
No, it's not true at all.
Culture related.
No. So MSNBC all day,
global,
all night.
Right, ask him about
I was listening to a
warming.
Great podcast, the New York Times Daily podcast, yesterday. It was about pharmaceutical company prices.
Okay, so he's well read.
Can I just say this before we
get the roof? And it's because of our patent system.
Before we get to more of you guys.
All the people in Atlanta that are dealing with not being able to get drugs to help them for the HIV.
Exactly. Right. Gilead. Exactly. Because Truvada can save.
Look at you two.
Right. I'm well read.
That's
impressive.
Before we get to more of you guys and move Anthony Davis, obviously.
See, I actually like, me and Wiggy like each other more than Mark James and Andy Hart like each other.
That's why
it's hard for me.
This is where I come say the difference is where.
You're just competitive. You're competing over time.
This is where I say the difference is because, right, you talked about that. He knows about that. The problem that is in Atlanta. And you know some of this in Georgia, but the difference is where I say this is where I'm different than you is because my cousin passed away because of HIV, and that firsthand experience is different than him just reading an
article. I'm a gay person. I have plenty of firsthand experience
that.
Knowing
I'm
people
not
have HIV.
That. I'm
I mean,
talking
that's
about
not the
in
battle
the black community down
absolutely,
there.
And I can speak it from a different aspect of people who it's affected.
That's the difference.
If you want to talk about that's not the one to pick. Mm. Anyway, Mark James, Andy Hart. where do these guys go from
terrible.
Here? What do we think?
Just don't force it. Don't force it.
I don't really have any issues other than texting the wrong girl who decided to blow me up and put my stuff on babe.net.
Oh, boy.
I say the show needs to
What was it? Babe.net?
Yeah.
I'm like Christian Fourier on this one. I think the show needs to be Dunsky.
Because what? That was awesome.
I
that first segment, oh, my
yes,
goodness.
Yes, the first segment was awesome, but then after that...
Patriots.com pissant podcast.
Pissant, any pissant reference,
but
good
you,
in my
did
book.
You listen to the rest of the...
A lot of it, yes.
Right, after that, it just became...
Yeah, but you can tell they hate each other so much. Nah. Their underlying tensions there. It's going to blow up,
I don't
Wiggy.
Think it's
going to.
I think it's just going to be, you know, well, yeah.
Well, I think Andy will fight. I think Andy
right.
will
Right, Andy, it seems like he will. He has no problem, but Mock's not really wants to get in
I
that
think
world.
He had the initial thing, and then, you know, it's...
Then Mock realized... Then
after you get past Jim Rome, what are you going to do?
Well, then I think Mock realized he was a fish out of water, or he was over his head, when Andy Hart called him on the racist Dave Gettleman take.
That was bizarre too. That was bizarre that Mark James could have easily just said no. You know, I actually didn't think that he was racist, and right. but he didn't sort of back off
because
of that.
Mark James.
No, he
that,
did back off of it. And he pivoted.
Well, he did, but he didn't.
But
he
his take was that
it.
Dave Gettleman drafted Daniel Jones over Dwayne Haskins because he's racist, right? That was Mark James' take.
That was his take.
Yeah,
and Andy Hart said I was driving into draft to some draft show, and he goes, I heard him say that, and.
Which is mind-boggling. It's stupid.
What is?
To say that they're racist because they pick one quarterback over another.
Because they pick a white quarterback.
It's totally something I would say, but that's a little even far for me, to be honest with you.
No, when you say like when you say that, I think you're then just really, you're just reaching.
Well, it's surface level. I mean, this is, once again, we talk about, you know, the radio guy thing. That is a surface level radio guy take. Like, does anyone really believe that the GM, whose job was going to be fired,
well, I mean,
and be
it's
fired
possible.
If you don't pick the right quarterback,
well,
is going to prioritize?
Well, Rob, you don't think there's been racial bias in quarterback selections throughout the league's history? I mean, of course there's.
Yeah,
been.
But I think when you look at that, that has changed, and I think it's changed for a while. You think about Jamarcus Russell was the first overall pick. There's been a long list of black quarterbacks who have went the top five in the draft. There's been a long list of black quarterbacks that went number one overall. This year, Kyler Murray, black quarterback, number one overall quarterback. I mean, the thing is that whole... the whole black quarterback not being able to manage and control a team or be a passer. And like, I think that existed maybe when I played 10, 15 years ago, but the NFL is definitely past that.
A GM.
But the thing is, Mark James, you talk about service level. Like, so he says, I think Gettleman is racist because he picks Jones over Haskins, but then doesn't have anything else to back it up. He just keeps repeating that line. You know what I'm saying?
But
right. What other? And that's when I went and I looked at Gettleman's some of his draft picks when he was with Carolina from 2013 to 2017, and he takes Calvin Benjamin, I believe, number one. He took.
Yeah, it's definitely strange. What were you gonna say, Rob?
I don't know. I really don't. You've been all over the place. I just want to say, you're like, hey, listen, you know, I want you guys to fight because I think that you generally like each other.
But it's
entertaining that you fight because of one thing. This is like why you're fighting about one thing.
Off.
Because you guys are competing over airtime on the morning show.
To sit next to Mike Mutnanski.
That's all it is.
We're not really competing over airtime.
You're not?
No, right? I don't want Reamer off the station. I think
I just said in the morning. That's
but
what I said.
Of course we are. That's okay, Wiggy.
In the morning,
we both think we should be on every day
in the
with them.
Morning,
that's okay.
We'll talk a lot of words today.
Right, yeah. In the morning, it's like this. If they want to get back to having good ratings, then they know
they bring someone who is a part of that.
I had an argument with the two morons in the morning. And that's his hitches his wagon like to I
yes.
couldn't be on the morning.
I was the straw that stirred
I couldn't
drink.
Be
I
on
take
the, no 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 I couldn't be on
it.
The morning with the old show. But guess what?
Yeah.
The old show is long gone.
Totally.
Unless Kirk Minahan decides to come back and be back with Jerry, the old show is
absolutely
gone. But Kirk's doing the Boston thing.
Right.
So when you look at the morning show is going in a different direction. So now what direction is that? We find out, but right. But what my thing is
you
is
can
that,
keep the elements that they say that they
no, because,
still like and are about, and
yeah,
and that's,
no, no, because
and that's
now,
what my
now you
be,
now you try to duplicate something that you can't duplicate.
It can be a hybrid of both things. It can be a lot of stuff from Nacho that people like and that they
you
say that they like to do, which is what
that.
I bring, and then you bring
but
something
you
different.
You,
yes,
you, no, because see, I think no one can duplicate or bring what Kirk.
Of course
used to
not.
Bring. So to try to stay in that lane. It's not a good thing.
I don't think I'm doing a Kirk imitation.
No,
I just
I'm not
think
saying
it's taking,
doing a
I just think
Kirk
it's taking
imitation.
Elements of that show that people like, that they say they like, and I think I bring that, you know, more than you do. And I think that should still be a large component of the show.
I don't think those elements exist anymore because
why? They were all part of it. Jerry, Ken, no, Curtis. I mean, they were there every day. Mutt was there more than any of the other third people.
They were part of it, but Kirk was the driving force to those making those elements go. So now when you don't have that driving, it's like when Tom Brady retires, you can't say, okay, we're going to run things the way we did with Tom Brady. No, you have to now figure out.
Do not compare. Kirk.
You got to
triple option. Well, I like
now,
that.
You got to now figure out. Okay, who are the guys we have, and we have to now gear it and kind of build around what we have.
What would you grade out Wiggy's week, Alex?
Wiggy's week, I would give it a solid C minus.
C minus. John Anderson, how would you grade out Wiggy's week?
I generally am laughing my ass off every time Wiggy's on the air, so I'm all for Wiggy.
Oh, he's a stan.
No, it's not
John
a letter.
Anderson
give me
a
letter.
Stan.
It's an A for us.
Right. Oh, A.
I mean, like, let's be honest,
he's
right?
A stan.
If Alex was good, I would say I'd like when Mark James is on, I enjoy it when Mark James is on to a certain extent, right? But I'll say here's where I feel like you go wrong on in the morning. I think Mutt is good. I like Mutt. I think Mutt. You know, I busted his balls a little bit when I first came on there or whatever, but I like my...
Yeah, you've been going after me for 6 months. No, so it's the easiest thing to do.
I didn't go after you. See, this is where people forget how history works. I never went after you. You came for me.
Oh, I started the smear campaign. That's right.
Right. In the world that I'm from, when you come for me, then now when I come back for you, I don't let up.
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen when you go to the shooting range or later on summer.
We're working on that.
Which we will talk about as well.
Go to a break, John, one question for you. How much better is this show with me on it right now than last week?
I don't know, Rob. We were talking about Andy Hart and Mark for like most of that segment, and then they started attacking each other, and you just kind of sat there.
How do you think I got that going? I didn't have to call in from the car.
Rob is taking it from last week.
Last week they were just fighting the whole show.
No, they weren't.
It was passive aggressive and
calling
petty,
them out.
And I will take the blame.
I was
for
calling
that.
Them out on not having the balls enough in the beginning of the show to vent what was on his mind. And he goes, "I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
I said I
wouldn't
dance for the show, and I gave them no.
You did not. You guys.
I was very cool.
There was an awkwardness last week, and now it feels like we're back home.
I'm like Tom Brady, right? And I make Reamer. I'm like Tom Brady. I make Reamer better than what he actually is.
And I'm like Jimmy G.
More like Keith Byers.
Let's grab a trending, and then coming up next, we'll get into the Anthony Davis trade and what it means for our
Celtics.
Beloved Celtics.
Celebrate 25 years of Red Sox baseball on Boston Sports Station. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now is brought to you by Audi of Norwell. Audi of Norwell, your exclusive Audi dealer on the South Shore. Anthony Davis is now a Laker. The Pelicans traded AD to the Lakers Saturday night in exchange for Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, and 3 first-round picks, including the number 4 overall selection this season. Celtics reportedly were tepid about including Jason Tatum in any deal for Davis.
Ooh, tepid.
Yes, tepid. Good word, Rob. Yes, due to Davis's supposed unwillingness to stay in Boston past this season. NBA free agency begins July 1, and now our lonely eyes turn towards Kyrie Irving.
Nah, he's gonzo. He's gonzo.
He's Dunsky.
The Celtics are Dunsky. You should have thrown Anthony Davis.
I've changed my mind. I have faith.
And faith in who?
We'll find out.
Yeah,
we will
get to that. That's a vertical tease.
Red Sox beat the Orioles 7-2 at Camden yesterday. Chris Sale struck out 10 batters. Rob, they finally gave some run support for their ace.
And Brock Holt wore Dustin Pedroia on his wristband.
It took
him
until the sixth inning, but they finally did it. Brian Johnson closed out the series today. First pitch 1:05, pregame 12:05. Shaw Star Market, WEI Red Sox Twitter Network. Rob, who's on the call this afternoon?
Oh, Mario Mpemba.
That's right. Mpemba and Castagan. The Yanks added some lumber as well, trading for AL home run leader.
Oh, my goodness.
Leader,
how could
Edwin
this
Encarnacion.
Happen?
We'll get a little Encarnacion.
Oh, look at you.
Little Encarnacion. We'll do that
Wiggy,
as
he
well.
Plays baseball.
Yeah, I know he
Wiggy
plays baseball. Listen, here's how the Red Sox are fighting for that second wild card spot.
Oof, only 5.5 out, Wiggy.
Now, talk to me, Calm. What is this? What's the date today? Today is
16th.
June 16th. Mm. Talk to me July 22nd.
And we will talk to you next. Reamer Wiggy Bradfo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Becca Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradfo on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Obviously, this is the worst-kept secret in the history of pro sports. You knew he was going to go to the Lakers at some point. I think New Orleans did as good as they could do under the circumstances. Listen, you got LeBron, you got AD. You're in the conversation. I mean, because this thing has just flipped on his head the last week with KD out for next year, Klay out. Probably for next year also. Listen, they're going to have to put some pieces around these guys. When they gave up a lot, so it's going to, it makes them a power player in the West. But I still like Portland. I like Denver. The Rockets are going to be right there. So this doesn't make them automatically the favorite.
That's Charles Barkley on the Anthony Davis trade. But I think the off-air conversation, way more interesting than Davis conversation will be. Which
crazy.
Will be great, by the way. Jermaine Wiggins claiming that Rob Bradford is lazy because he wants to take a vacation.
We saved that. We saved the off-air for the Wiggy's World podcast.
Is that being launched?
Well,
No.
I don't want to be part of this conversation because I'm not giving you this good juicy nugget. We see.
I recorded you guys anyway.
One of the things we learned before the show, like you said, some of the best conversations. I feel like this show is good because it's just free flowing straight through the breaks.
Yeah, we're just hanging out at a bar.
Just hanging out. We're drinking. It's much like my Mookie Betts podcast. We're just eating and drinking.
Right.
But before the show, I found out that Wiggy actually invented podcasts.
I did.
This is an actual thing.
You're being too nice to the guy who says that you are being lazy and
I'm not being nice. I'm saying
because you want to take a week vacation at the beginning of July.
Why does he have to get upset with me stating the obvious? Why get so sensitive?
Who?
See, no, I'm giving you credit because I said you're lazy and not entitled. You made that word up, but I said, well, it sounds a little bit lazy and a little bit like, you know, bitching to me.
Right.
And
can't you just write, 20 minutes?
Have you taken a vacation, Wiggy?
Have I? No, I haven't taken a vacation.
No, never?
I mean,
you just said you went to Jamaica.
Yeah, I do. I have.
Okay. All right. You're taking a vacation? How many vacations have you taken over, say, the last 2 years?
No days off.
No, let's be honest.
Over the last 2 years, I would say I usually take maybe one a year, two maybe.
Okay, how many days total are those vacations?
Usually, if I do go, it's like I usually try to do maybe like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, long weekend.
So what we're saying, like,
because I haven't gone to like
two vacations, 4 days, right?
Yeah,
eight days total.
Yes.
All right, those are eight more vacation days that I've taken over the last 10 years.
Yeah, but I was in a different field than you were in.
What's the difference? It wasn't field. I mean, what field does it matter?
Well,
you're working.
You are a writer for, arguably one of the most successful websites.
No, not arguably.
Okay. So one of the most successful websites, all across the world.
Historically.
Right. In the
WEEI.com.
That's why I'm going to London.
That is your baby. That is your beast. You're the one who said you have to feed the beast because I asked about, how it works. How many columns, blogs, whatever it is you put up a day. And you said every day I got to feed the beast.
He's a beast.
And I said, Thank you, Dad. I'm going on vacation. I go, okay, so, somebody in that world, I figure you can go on vacation. You bring your laptop, you write a column, boom, you hit enter, and there you go.
Well, and that's what I've done for 10 years.
And Wiggy doesn't read it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, I pick and choose what I read, John.
Well, but anyway, but first, it was a big week usually, the 1st of July. For NBA free agency, but it might be all done now.
Ryan Hannibal's having his honeymoon, which he'll be posting from, I guess. Because Wiggy's now... Yes. Wiggy, it's going to be like undercover boss. You are going to be the director of the website for that
week. Well, I mean, in football, you get, like Belichick says, you get no days off, even when you're on vacation.
It's funny.
He's on balancing that laptop on his stomach.
When I looked over to him in the booth next to me in Jupiter, Florida, it sure seems like he was taking a day off that day.
Well, I guarantee you he had probably took a 5 or 10 minute call to say, hey, what's going on?
I watched him the entire time. Well, no call.
It's important for the mind. You need to rest and relax the mind.
Look at you rubbing your tummy.
Day spa?
So I'm trying to find a way to transition back.
No, one second. I'll help you here. First of all, Wiggy did say before the show that he invented podcasts.
Pawtucket, Portland, Salem.
Was that Rob's vacation? The Red Sox minor league.
That was the farm report podcast.
Oh, good.
I don't know when that was made.
Really?
That's
says Laird and Hannibal on it.
Oh my god, we
gotta
have
feed the beast.
No way. There, hold on. There is audio of Ken Laird, Red Sox farm report.
Oh yeah,
podcast.
Of course. You don't remember this?
Are you
this
kidding
how he started.
Go down on what's happening down on the farm right now. This is the Farm Report Podcast on WEEI.com.
Oh, my God.
I remember it. Yeah,
we have to
that's
get
how
those.
We started.
You got to fade the beast, right?
John.
That's your baby, your
that's
beast.
That's right. So Wiggy said,
I'm in charge of John till noon. His number one duty is to cut up audio from the Ken Laird Farm Report podcast.
We were talking about podcasts because, you know, Mark James, like, said podcasts are stupid or dumb or whatever.
Right. Unless it's Joe Rogan.
Yeah, whatever.
It's a pissant podcast.
So, and Wiggy brought said, hey, listen, you know, you used to do Wiggy's World podcast.
Yes.
And you said you had the first ever podcast with Nate Burles.
Yeah, I think this was like 2004.
Ooh.
Yes.
The Without a Curse Red Sox podcast launched in 2005.
Wow, the two people who invented podcasts in
right.
the same studio.
Right.
Day, I don't know all the information.
It's pretty impressive.
It is pretty impressive.
We'd have Wiggy, and we'd go around the locker room. We'd ask questions.
Do we have audio of that? You still have audio of it?
I don't know. We did. You know what made this podcast so great? It wasn't just audio.
Yeah, who can forget?
It was just. It wasn't audio, but it was also video. We did a lot of things.
You took video in the locker room?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we filmed it.
Where is this?
Best breakdance in the locker room.
Where did this happen?
What
is it? A private podcast?
Who can make the dice hit seven on
a
skip?
Where did it happen?
In the locker room.
I know, but where did people view it?
Where did you post it?
She posted it on Minnesota Vikings website.
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
Ooh, I went to college with their head of digital media.
Ooh,
so I might have to fire off an email right now.
Maybe you could dig it up. I mean, you know, there's plenty of stuff out there you could probably dig up.
Should we try to shoehorn Anthony Davis here, Robert?
Yeah,
take a call on Wiggy, wanting nobody to take days off. Go ahead on Davis.
No. Just take the calls and we'll get to the.
We got plenty of time to get to Anthony. I guess you go longest to shortest, right?
Mike in Framingham has some thoughts. What do you think here, Mike?
Wiggy, I love you, but you sound like Michael Felger saying you shouldn't take any days off. And then saying that you were the first one to invent did a podcast.
Yes.
Because you can Google that to find the truth.
Well, I mean, you probably could, and I bet you Wiggy,
probably. We can't say for
yes.
sure.
I mean,
hold on. I am actually going to Google this right now.
Yeah, like I told you, this was 2004, so maybe you can Google it.
Who
I mean, I think you can take days
podcast.
Off. I'm saying what Rob does, the field that he's in, he's not allowed, he can't take days off. It is what it is.
I've learned that over
Steve
the last
Jobs
10 years.
Steve Jobs invented podcasts. You've never seen that meme before?
Is Rob allowed vacation?
I don't, but I mean, not for his work. I mean, he's talking about the.
Rob has not taken a vacation in 10 years.
WEEI.com, and it's a beast. He has to feed it.
You know,
it's his baby.
It's going to be great when I tell.
So,
you've turned
to talk to Mike here and tell him.
I know, but I want to say this, Wiggy. You've turned my whole thinking around because I am on the phone with my wife the next break to tell her on our 25th wedding anniversary. When we go to Europe,
boo-hoo.
I am going to be posting things online.
Well, that's what you have to do.
Wedding anniversary.
People want that
history
content.
History of podcasting.
Why do you think that the WEEI.com is the, like you said, the best in all of the universe? I'm not talking about just in America, but we're
the
talking.
The biggest sports radio site website in the history
right.
of mankind.
And in order to do that, you're not going to be able to take days off. That's all
we'll
I'm saying.
We'll find out. It's a test. I just like, this is it. History of podcasting on Wikipedia. Here it is.
Wherever you want, I don't know.
Thank you.
Hold on. So, history of podcasting on Wikipedia. Podcasting, previously known as auto blogging,
right.
has its roots dating back to the 1980s.
Right.
The first podcast ever was,
right, yes,
here it is, here, the advent of the first podcast ever to be known was Jermaine Wiggins and Nate Burleson in the Minnesota Vikings locker room.
Right there.
If it's on Google, it's got to be true.
What would the Wiggy call on Anthony Davis be real quick? What would the lead be?
Yeah, let's see. Here's your test.
What would the lead be on Anthony Davis?
I would say, Wiggy, you have to write an Anthony Davis column.
All right.
Assuming you could write. Or read.
I can't do neither from what Reba says. You're on the Tobin, jump.
I like the headline.
And with that, we'll be back.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app.
Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right back to Creamer, Wiggy, and Bradfo on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Adam Curry is one of the guys that invented podcasting. And he has a podcast called The Daily Source. Let me go ahead and subscribe to that. And we can go listen to his latest one. You know, just click on it.
I think people used to think of me as a puke, and now I am a liberal puke.
Okay.
How do you control, say, dirty stuff?
Two of the great minds of our time, Steve Jobs, John Tomasi.
Who did he say invented podcasts? Who was it? It wasn't Steve Jobs.
No, he said, oh, no, well, that's not, this is when Apple started doing podcasts. This was like 15 years ago.
Right, but they said a name.
They say Adam Carolla had one of the first podcasts.
Well, that's clearly false,
right.
Wiggy.
Right.
Let's get him on the horn. Confront him.
You got to really dig the Doc Webs. That was the first podcast.
The best competition in the history of podcast was the Without the Curse podcast.
Without a Curse podcast.
Please, by 10-year-old Alex Reamer versus 12. NFL players.
Same demographic.
Nate Burleson and Jermaine Wiggins.
Amazingly. And No Holds Barred Wrestling podcast by me as well, which was actually more popular than my Red Sox podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, you had a wrestling podcast?
Oh, yeah, you haven't heard the sound? They've played it for years now on the morning show.
Yeah.
No Holds Barred. We're going to talk tag team division.
Speaking of No Holds Barred.
Yeah, wait. So you said Celtics fans should jump off the Tobin Bridge.
I like this column Wiggy's going to run.
Now, it's a good lead. It's punchy.
Of course.
I'll give you that.
Of course. I mean, like I said.
I mean, it does.
Promote
and
Martha's Vineyard.
Absolutely.
At the Oak Bluffs, the dock, you jump off.
You got a rope swing.
Stop with that bridge deal.
I saw somebody jump off the bridge and almost drowned at that place in on the Cape. There's like a bridge somewhere on the Cape.
Chappaquiddick?
Sagamore?
No. It's like where they did a movie from there at one time. It's like, it's not a big bridge. It's a small little thing that people
Summer
jump
Catch?
On. I don't know.
But let's say that the Celtics, though, mm-hmm. trade Jason Tatum for Anthony Davis.
Yes.
And Davis leaves after 1 year, which is what Rich Paul says would definitely happen.
Mm-hmm.
Celtics are better off.
Well,
they didn't take that risk, right?
You're going to gamble that he doesn't leave after 1 year. But
right.
now, if you're the Celtics, right, so you're basically building your team around Jason Tatum.
But I'm saying, do you think that Davis would have re-signed here if the Celtics had traded for him?
I don't know if he would have re-signed there, but at least if I have him
here. Can you afford to take that risk?
Yeah, I think you have no choice but to take that risk, right?
Even if a guy says, I am definitely not coming back here, nothing can change my mind.
Yeah.
That's still a risk the Celtics should have taken.
Kevin Garnett said the same thing, and he ultimately re-signed here and loved it here, and then played what? How many years?
Different, though. That team won a championship
his first
year.
Right. Well, this,
Anthony Davis, Horford, Gordon Hayward,
this Lakers,
would not be a championship contender. Sorry.
Guess who won a championship their first year?
Garnett.
No, guess who won a championship?
Oh, Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
But the Raptors, again, much better team than Davis, Horford, Hayward would have been.
But
I mean, who would have been your guards?
Who's to say that if you get Davis, you're not able to keep Kyrie?
Well, everyone says that Irving's already gone. He's going to Brooklyn.
But we don't
wants
know
to play
that.
With
we
KD.
We don't know that. So I'm going based purely on speculation. You asked me, would I rather have Davis versus Tatum?
So why wouldn't this be a longer run if you're talking about Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving are the mainframe of your?
I didn't know Glenn was on the show.
Your team.
What kind of clip is this? What do you want to play the whole show?
Because you're dealing with much younger players.
What's going on? What's happening to you, John?
It's a great clip.
Yeah, it's like 5 minutes long.
Anytime you can put Glenn Ordway talking basketball, I mean,
sure.
It makes me laugh. You start talking basketball, Glenn just comes in.
The trading deadline comes in February.
Is this contractually?
Cannot make a
obligated
trade for Anthony Davis.
Glenn,
is this a station thing?
Because he talk hoops and Glenn just wants to barge in.
He just loves to jump in hoops talk.
He waits in the parking lot.
It's weird. Someone's face was pressed against the glass.
He has a special thing that goes right to his house. Anytime it's like the old Big Show Unfiltered.
It's like the ball movement.
It's like a Batman signal.
The movement of the ball.
He sees that Celtic symbol in the eye in the sky, and then it like there's a red light.
What they're trying to do. Let's be honest. Even if you include Tatum in this, the Celtics wouldn't have been able to get Anthony Davis because they have the three. first round picks. And you can talk about the Memphis pick all the live long day.
I will. It's unprotected potentially.
Yeah, but
in
you know that the Lakers had the number four pick already.
Yeah, but so there were reports out there that said the Celtics had a chance to get Anthony Davis.
Sure, you have a chance, but you don't have the best chance.
No, they were the lead dog, but they didn't want
to. They weren't the lead.
One team has balls and the other has none.
They didn't want to throw Jason Tatum.
Okay, you want to put in the equivalent of this package for the Lakers gave up is Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and all of the draft picks. And even then, it probably isn't going to get the job done.
I don't think so. Lonzo Ball has not been good so far. Brandon Ingram injured last year.
Well, yeah, but he was an all-star before he got injured.
And then you got the number four pick.
And then Josh Hart's a good player, yes. But number four pick, right? Not, I mean, the top three, we know it's going to be, you know, RJ
Barrett. Everybody
says
it's a three-person draft.
John Morant, right. And then number four, it's a big drop.
Okay, so let's just go to Brandon Ingram. Let's compare him to Jason Tatum, right? Let's do that.
No,
Tatum's better.
Tatum's better. All-Star team before he got hurt.
Well, we'll see. I mean,
well, Jason Tatum wasn't.
Jason Tatum's going to be entering his third year now.
Okay.
And he had a longer run of success than Ingram. Tatum's more valuable than Ingram.
He is slightly better than Ingram. Slightly perceived as better than Ingram. But then you throw in it. You can say what you want about Lonzo Ball. You can say what you want about Josh Hart.
Smart,
you can say what you want about that fourth pick, about it not being good as a top three.
Were they going to throw Jaylen Brown into that equation,
well,
too?
Because I would say
Jaylen Brown is better than Lonzo Ball. I'd rather have Tatum and Brown than Ingram and Ball.
So if you do that, where does that leave the Celtics?
Gives you Anthony Davis.
Okay, for a year.
And it gives you Anthony Davis, Al Horford, Gordon Hayward, and then potentially, because you got Davis, you're able to keep Kyrie, because Kyrie going to Brooklyn is by himself without Kevin Durant is no different than, I would probably say, he's probably worse off than he was with the Celtics, because I don't think Brooklyn's a better team than the Celtics.
Hold on, but real quick, I mean, Marcus Smart is more equivalent to Lonzo Ball, I think.
Lonzo Ball has bigger upside.
I'd rather have Marcus Smart. I'm saying I don't think the Celtics would have had to include Tatum and Brown.
I don't know if you know this. Marcus Smart's never going to make an All-Star team. And Lonzo Ball has the capability of making an All-Star team.
He hasn't played like that at all so far.
I understand what you're saying, Reema, when you compare them to.
I think they would have had to include Tatum, but
you're saying they don't have to include Brown. They could have included Marcus Smart.
I agree.
So you guys would have done Tatum, Brown, and all these draft picks.
Not Brown. I would not have done Tatum and Brown.
But that's what it would have taken.
I would not have. I'm telling you. The Celtics didn't need to trade Jaylen Brown.
It was never going to happen.
Well, we don't know that, what the Celtics needed to do. Okay, I would have threw Brown into the equation. If you needed Brown along with Tatum to get you Anthony Davis,
you would have done that.
What are you? What are you with Jason Tatum?
What are you with Danny Ainge's
wet green dream?
But if it's like an 80% chance going in that Davis is not going to resign, it's too much of a risk to take for a team that's not going to win in year one. Davis, Horford, Hayward, and then Jags at guards are not going to win.
Which team? Davis leaves after a year.
Garnett won his first year. Leonard won in Toronto his first year. That's the difference. That team would not have won. Davis, Horford, Hayward, right?
We don't know if Kyrie sticks around.
But wait, I'm assuming he's going to the Nets, because that's what everybody says.
Okay.
Everybody says regardless of Anthony Davis, right?
So let's say you got Davis, Horford, and you have Hayward, right? You put another couple pieces around them. Maybe you're able to get a guy like Mike Conley or something like that. I don't know. But you might be able to get a guard. I'm just throwing the name out there.
Yeah.
You get a guard if you have Davis.
Heard a lot now, Mike Conley.
Let's say it's another guy. I don't know who that name is. We could figure that out.
But even so, let's say Mike Conley. That's still not a team that's, you know, contending for a championship.
Why? I mean, when you looked at Kawhi Leonard, Kyle Lowry,
Pascal Siakam,
when you looked at those three guys going into this year, did you go, that team could win a championship?
No, but they grew into that.
Right, so you don't know that if you have Anthony Davis, Gordon Hayward, Al Horford, and Player X, who was that guard, you don't know if they can grow into that team and win a championship. The Celtics would have their superstar in Davis, just like Toronto did with Kawhi Leonard, and you're able to build. We don't know what Gordon Hayward's going to be. Maybe he gets back to what he used to be.
Here's one of the biggest takeaways is that Danny Ainge, we heard Jeff Goodman say this, that the how good he thinks Jason Tatum is. He thinks Jason Tatum is a Hall of Fame player, and I think he's echoing what Danny Ainge is thinking. That Jason Tatum, as much as we're saying, oh, you know, he's a good player but not a great player, Danny Ainge believes that this guy is going to be an elite player. And by the way, my wife just called. She's not very happy that I had to cancel my trip to London.
Well, you didn't have to cancel. Tell her you didn't have to cancel. You can
not
still
happy.
Go, but you're gonna just say, hey, babe, I'm going to need like 15 minutes
to
write this
there
poem.
Is no better way to celebrate 25 years of wedded bliss than to do some blog
can't
entries.
Can't take 15 minutes out a day?
No, not when you're celebrating 25 years.
617-779-7937. Do you folks agree with Wiggy? Celtics, are they totally screwed now? Where do they go from here?
Big announcement coming up.
Big announcement coming up. Oh, top 10 o'clock hour?
Yeah, 10 o'clock hour.
Big show announcement, then we'll get right back into this, including how this now affects Kyrie Irving, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.